Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, sponsor of the Automotive X Prize, whose winners are developing super fuel-efficient cars. Details at progressiveautoxprize.org.
WCVE Public Radio HD. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his analysis of business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Wayne, and welcome to November.
Boy, isn't it amazing that the year is 10/12 gone.
Already. Yeah, how about that?
Well, it's a busy week, to say the least. Even with politics aside, there's a lot going on of interest to the business community.
Well, yeah, I would say that's kind of a big understatement. Mm-hmm. The tricks or treats were this weekend, but there's still plenty that may spook investors this week. It could easily be, Wayne, the most impactful week of the year for financial news. Consider that the midterm congressional elections will be occurring tomorrow all over the United States, which will have a big impact on fiscal policy and further legislations, particularly on tax legislation. Financial markets have really already been expecting a takeover of the House of Representatives by the Republicans at this point, but there's still great debate about what happens in the Senate. Another big item this week that we're looking at is the Federal Reserve meeting on Wednesday, which we'll talk about here in a moment, at which point the Fed is likely to unveil its plans for further economic stimulus. You know, we've been calling this QE2 or Quantitative Easing 2. The other major report, as if we need more, the jobs report for October will be coming out on Friday. You know, that's always a big market mover. We're likely to show a gain of approximately 75,000 jobs for the month of October. And on top of that, we're also going to hear from what's called the ISM, the Index for Supply Management, which is a gauge for what we call the manufacturing sector. We're going to hear that this week. That's likely to be a little bit down from where it was last month, but still in pretty positive range. Bottom line, Wayne, is that September and October were very strong months, back-to-back. For investors, despite the gloom of late summer.
Tell us about that Fed meeting you referred to. What's going to happen there?
Well, it's a big one, Wayne. A lot of people are asking, what is the Fed likely to do or trying to do? So let's kind of parse this out. Again, we're talking about quantitative easing too, or looser fiscal policy. What they're going to be doing is buying U.S. Treasury securities every month. We don't know how long they're going to be doing it. They may be buying as much as $100 billion with a B, dollars worth of securities every month. The total, again, we don't know how much they're going to do. Some people are guessing as little as $300 billion. Some people are guessing as much as $2 trillion. That's a lot of money. They're trying to keep interest rates as low as possible to encourage growth. One of the byproducts of what they're going to be doing, Wayne, is they're going to be making the U.S. dollar weaker. It just is. They know this. It's not an accident. One of the benefits of a weaker U.S. dollar is stronger exports for U.S. manufacturers abroad. That's really one reason why the G20, the largest countries who gathered in Korea recently, they're trying to prevent countries around the world, namely China and others, from keeping their currency artificially low. So the weaker U.S. dollar is not an accident. The Fed will also be joined this week by the Bank of Japan, the Bank of England, and the ECB, the European banks, in announcing some decisions on fiscal policy. Generally, these countries, Japan, the U.S., and England, are still lowering rates, while other countries like Brazil, China, Australia, and India are raising rates, interest rates, because their economies are growing faster. So that's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be buying up Treasury securities, trying to keep interest rates as low as possible to encourage further growth.
Mm-hmm. General Motors in the news.
Yes, Wayne, we have taken to kidding and calling them government motors lately. You know, the once proud flagship American company is likely to issue their new IPO this month. Remember, it was only last year that the company had to receive about $50 billion in taxpayer money just to stay afloat, and they also declared bankruptcy. Now their prospects are quite a bit better. Here's what's going on. The company has seen its market share drop. It's cut dealerships by over 20%, and they're trying to pay off their big debts. For example, GM is paying off another $2 billion back to the government. They're also contributing several billion dollars to its health care plan for retirees, as well as their employee pension fund, which is still way underfunded. So bottom line, General Motors is going to be issuing a new IPO this month, and things are a bit better in Detroit now. but still some ways to go.
We have almost a minute and a half left.
Mm-hmm.
Of local interest, the Genworth stock was way down, I understand.
Yeah, you know, I also like to look at local companies when they make news, and one did make some news late last week. Richmond-based Genworth Financial announced its earnings for the prior quarter, reporting earnings that grew sharply from 4 cents a share last year to 17 cents per share. However, the stock dropped over 10% as they announced a larger loss in their mortgage insurance division. In 2009, that division lost about $116 million, and this year it grew to over $150 million loss, and they set aside another $85 million to cover further bad loans. On the conference call, one hedge fund manager took exception to the company's proposed plan to make acquisitions from here. Steve Eisman, who is well known to many people now for his prominent role in the recent bestseller, The Big Short, was very animated, telling CEO Mike Frazier to buy back company shares and not to spend money making acquisitions. Eisman's fund owned shares in Genworth and said he would wage a proxy battle to get senior management out of there unless the company moved to get the stock back up to its book value and beyond. So lots of sparks flying around Genworth right now.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Ford analyzes the business news every Monday morning at this time, 8:40.